92.9 WBPM, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
I learned recently that the Colgate Company annually sells 30% of all the toothbrushes used around the world. And they're aggressively trying to cut down on plastic waste. So they just debuted a new completely redesigned manual toothbrush that contains 80% less plastic. It looks the same as all their other products, but the handle is made from aluminum and designed to last a lifetime. The brush head is made from plastic and it snaps onto the handle and it's replaceable, kind of like the blades you replace on your shaving razor handle. The thing is, the toothbrush heads, for some reason, are not recyclable, even though they're made from reclaimed discarded plastic toothbrushes. The other downside is it's notably more expensive than getting a 2 or 4 pack of the regular plastic toothbrushes. The handles run about $10, and that's on the cheap side. The individual brush heads are going to be $5 to $6 each, and you're going to want to replace those like every month and a half to 2 months. But overall, it's good to see that companies are starting to take a stand on recycling and polluting the environment. Over the past 5 or 6 years, several companies have been introducing personal care products that don't use as much plastic, and they're refillable. Like, there's a refillable deodorant and dental floss and dissolvable mouthwash tabs. Now, I gotta say, I'm a little uncomfortable that dental floss or mouthwash is being made from recycled stuff. Isn't that kind of icky? Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Roll home with the Rad Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons and get random notes from around the planet from 92.9 WBPM.